Well, hello, radio friends, and once again, this is Minor Hawk, your voice of the gospel speaker, thanking God for this privilege and opportunity I have of coming into your homes, institutions, and automobiles with another Christ-honoring gospel program, and it's called The Voice of the Gospel. Let us ask God's blessing on the program. Our God and our Father, we bow in thy presence today to thank thee again for thy Son. We thank thee for thy great heart of love that caused him to leave the throne above and come down to this sin-cursed earth to die on the cross for our sins. We thank thee for all the value and the virtue of his shed blood, without which there can be no remission for sin. Do honor afresh thy Son. Bless thy word, for we ask it in his name. Amen. Now, friends, today I want to direct your attention to a few verses of Scripture as we find them in the Gospel by Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16, and I'll begin reading at verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And the Lord will bless to us the public reading of his word. You know, friends, it really disturbs me at times when I hear people in public take the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They bandy about that beautiful name, little realizing that it was none other than Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died on the cross for their sins. Well, friends, I'd like to just look at a few questions today relative to this person called Jesus Christ. He says, Whom say ye that I am? Who is this one called Jesus Christ, and so little thought of today? Well, friend, even before he was born, Gabriel, the angel, told the virgin called Mary in Luke chapter 1, verses 31 and 32, Thou shalt bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. That's what the angel Gabriel had to say to Mary. In fact, in verse 35, he adds more. He says, That holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Who is this man called Jesus Christ? He's the Son of God. And the angel told Joseph before they were married and before they had the child. In Matthew 1 and verse 23, She shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God with us. Friend, this man called Jesus Christ, who has been so little thought of down through the centuries, and not a bit thought of in most places today, he was none other than God expressed in human form. Yes, John tells us in chapter 1, beginning at verse 1, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Then we read in verse 14, The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Yes, this man called Jesus Christ was God manifest in the flesh. He himself tells us in John 10, He said, I and my Father are one. In other words, he that has seen me has seen the Father. He mentions that in John chapter 14 and verse 9. And even God himself, in Matthew 3 and verse 17, at the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ, the window of heaven was open. And here's what we hear. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Who is he? He is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now we ask another question. Why did he come? Why did he leave the throne above? Why did he come down to this place called earth? And why did he die on the cross? Well, in Matthew 1 and verse 21 we read, For the angel told Joseph, Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Yes, he came to be a Savior. In 1 John 4 and verse 14 we read, The Father sent the Son, why? To be the Savior of the world. Now, friend, he can only save sinners. Unless you realize you're a sinner going down the broad road to hell, you're not even a candidate for God's salvation. In Luke chapter 5, verse 32, he says, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And he told Zacchaeus, the publican, over there in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Yes, only sinners can be saved. In John chapter 10 and verse 10, he says, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Friend, whether you realize it or not, out in Reno Land today, if you've never been saved and born again through faith in Christ, you're spiritually dead in trespasses and in sin. The Lord tells us in John chapter 12 and verse 47, I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. So there's the answer to the question, why did he come? He came to be the Savior of the world. Now another question that might be asked is, well, what did he do? Well, in Isaiah 53, and mind you, this was written about 730 years before the Lord Jesus Christ was born of the virgin called Mary. In verses 5 and 6, here's what we read in Isaiah 53. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep had gone astray. We had turned everyone to our own way. And the Lord, meaning God Jehovah, hath laid upon him, meaning his son, the iniquity of us all. That's what he did, my friend. Even Paul tells us in writing to the assembly at Corinth, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 3, he says, I declare unto you the gospel, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. That's what Paul has to say. Well, how about Peter, the one who answered the Lord Jesus Christ in our text in Matthew chapter 16? Well, in 1 Peter 2 and verse 24, we read concerning Christ, who his own self bare our sin in his own body on the tree. And then the next chapter, 1 Peter 3 and verse 18, here's what Peter says, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Oh, I thank God for what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for me at the place called Calvary. Yes, the writer to the Hebrews in chapter 9 and verse 26 tells us, once in the end of the age hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Now, another question might be asked, well, why did he do it? Why did he do it? Well, the best known verse in the Bible, John 3 and verse 16, tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Friend, it was divine love from beginning to end. In John 15 and verse 9, the Lord says, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. And in Ephesians 2 and 4, we read there that God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Again in chapter 5 of Ephesians and verse 2, walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and sacrifice unto God. Yes, I thank God I can say like Paul over in Galatians 2 and 20, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Yes, he suffered, bled, and died in my guilty room and in my stead. I had no claim upon God and his salvation whatsoever. And radio friend listening in today, God would have been perfectly just if he'd cast me into a deserving hell and lake of fire. But I thank God I read in Romans 5 and verse 20 that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Now another question might be asked is, where is he now? Where is the Lord Jesus Christ at this very moment? Well, friend, in Luke chapter 24 and verse 51, here's what we read. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Yes, when he had by himself purged our sin, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. But I read in Hebrews 10 and verse 12, but this man, after he'd offered one sacrifice for sin, sat down on the right hand of God. But my friend, I want you to know that even though he endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, one of these days he's coming again. Yes, the next great event on the prophetic calendar of God is the second coming of Jesus Christ. Yes, he's coming again. He told the disciples in the upper room ministry in John chapter 14 and verse 3, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Yes, we're looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I read in Hebrews 10 and verse 37, that he that shall come, and will not tarry. And the last recorded words by the Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible are found in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 20. He says, "Surely I come quickly." Friend, as sure as you're listening to this radio program today, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come, and soon. Not one prophecy need be fulfilled before the Lord Jesus Christ leaves the throne above and comes to gather his own, and we'll meet him in the air, and we're going to be with him and like him throughout the endless ages of all eternity. But my friend, how about you? How about you? If the Lord came today, would you be caught up to be with him in the air? Would you, my friend? Can you look back to a definite time, place, and manner how you were born again into the family of God? Friend, there must be conviction of sin. Only sinners can be saved. You must realize you're lost. You must realize there's nothing you can do to save your own soul. And if there was, then why did Jesus die? And then, my friend, you must look by faith to Calvary and realize that that man on that central cross, the Lord Jesus Christ, was none other than God expressed in human form, dying for your sin. Friend, I would plead with you today, in love for your soul and in view of eternity, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior, because, friend, if you do, according to God who cannot lie, you'll be saved for time, and thank God you'll be saved for all eternity. And remember, my friend, this is for eternity. Yes, this is for eternity. Let us pray. Our God and Father, we claim thy promise that thy word shall not return void. May there be those out in radio land today, man, woman, boy, or girl, acknowledging their need of Christ. May they accept him as their Savior and Lord before it's too late. For we ask it in his name. Amen. Now, friends, this concludes another Voice of the Gospel program. If I can be of any further help in pointing you to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll be only too happy to do so. Address all letters of inquiry to the Voice of the Gospel, P.O. Box 6, McKeesport, P.A., 15134. And now until our next broadcast, Lord willing, this is your Voice of the Gospel speaker, Minor Hawk, wishing you and yours God's very richest blessing, which is salvation through faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Good day.